A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and it's Wednesday, the 24th day of February. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's cold, 27 degrees.
A perfect start to the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon. On the horizon.
Nearly half of Utahns think it will be at least a year before we return to normal in the pandemic, but Utah's governor is more optimistic.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Hope on the Horizon. Mary?
Amanda, the Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll has 27% of Utahns thinking we are 1 year away from normal, 20% thinking it'll take several years, but others are more optimistic. 21% say the state will return to normal by the fall. Our governor says the 4th of July is going to be great. Spencer Cox tweeted last night he's baffled by the pessimism from Washington, D.C. He says the data is positive, cases are going down, vaccinations are going up, and Utahns should be celebrating maskless in large groups by the 4th of July, if not sooner. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The U.S. could have enough vaccine to fully be covered by summer thanks to a new ramp-up in production. ABC's Megan Teprizian continues our team coverage, Hope on the Horizon.
Vaccine makers say they're on track to deliver 600 million doses by July. Pfizer ramping up production, and Moderna now expecting to double its shipments by April. And Johnson & Johnson is set to release data on its one-dose vaccine, with emergency use approval expected as soon as Friday.
Scientists are also studying to see if people who already had COVID-19 can get enough protection from just one shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine rather than needing both shots.
Security officials told lawmakers in Washington, D.C. that bad intel contributed to the Capitol breach of January 6th.
According to a statement from the FBI, a warning was sent to Capitol Police officers on January 5th, warning of right-wing extremists preparing to, quote, fight a war. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund, who resigned 2 days after the riot, telling Congress he didn't see that warning until this week and that it was sent in an email.
If we have information that's coming in the day before a major event, that has that level of specificity, that it could get a little more attention than, you know, just being handled either through an email or electronic format.
Three officers in charge of protecting the Capitol pointing fingers at the FBI and other agencies, telling Congress they were never warned about the waves of insurrectionists who came to unleash violence in the name of Donald Trump.
ABC's Ike Ajichi in Washington.
A woman was killed in a snowmobiling crash near Bryan Head. It's unclear what caused the crash. An off-duty officer visiting from Los Angeles helped administer CPR, but the woman died on the scene. Two other snowmobilers were hurt.
The Salt Lake City School District has selected the first-ever black educator to lead a Utah school district. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, the Salt Lake City Board of Education voted unanimously last night to select Timothy Gadsden III as the district's top administrator. He will be extended a two-year contract and then will start in July.
I really don't want to announce any big changes that I will bring because I think that devalues people and the work that's already taken place.
Gadsden III was most recently associate superintendent of high schools with Anoka Hennepin Schools in Anoka, Minnesota. Later asked why the Salt Lake superintendency position grabbed his interest, he said he's aspired to lead a diverse urban school district. Right now, ethnic minorities make up more than half of the Salt Lake District's student population. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Ogden School District is building its own LTE data network that will cover the whole city to make sure students can use their computers for remote learning anywhere in the city. Details now from KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas.
The district is putting up its own towers and configuring its tablets and laptops to work with the LTE wireless system. Jer Bates with the Ogden District says that means students will have the same secure access they would if they were in a regular classroom.
So they get the access to all the, quote-unquote, good internet, and the bad internet gets blocked out with high-speed free access.
It's not quite free. The total price tag is about $500,000. The first tower should be up and running in about 60 days. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.